This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan on Friday joined hundreds of other Muslim worshippers for prayers in the Hagia Sophia for the first time in 86 years. The landmark in Istanbul has served as one of Christendom's most significant cathedrals, a mosque, and a museum before its conversion back into a Muslim place of worship. Thousands of other Muslim faithful came from across Turkey and quickly filled specially designated areas outside of the Byzantine-era monument to join in the inaugural prayers. Many others were turned away, while Orthodox Christian church leaders in Greece and the United States announced a day of mourning over Hagia Sophia's return as a mosque. The decision to convert the building back into a mosque has come under international criticism, as many saw it as a monument to Istanbul's multi-religious heritage. U.S. investment bank Goldman Sachs has reached a $3.9 billion settlement with the Malaysian government over the multi-billion dollar 1MDB scandal. Reuters' Fred Katayama reports.
Malaysia's finance ministry said Friday Goldman has agreed to pay $2.5 billion in cash and guarantee the return of at least $1.4 billion in assets related to deals the investment bank ran for the fund. Goldman confirmed the settlement. Known as 1MDB, the sovereign wealth fund was aimed at promoting economic development. The American bank had helped raise $6.5 billion for that fund. 2 years ago, Malaysian prosecutors charged three Goldman Sachs units of misleading investors over those bond sales. U.S. and Malaysian authorities said about $4.5 billion was stolen from 1MDB in an elaborate worldwide scheme.
That's Reuters' Fred Katayama. This is VOA News. China has ordered the closure of the U.S. consulate in Chengdu in retaliation for the U.S. decision to close China's consulate in Houston, Texas. There are also calls in Chinese media and in a Twitter poll for Beijing to punch harder by shutting the U.S. consulate in Hong Kong, as President Donald Trump hints at closing more Chinese consulates in the U.S. There is speculation the United States might next shut down China's consulate in San Francisco, California, because a Chinese researcher charged by the FBI for concealing her ties with the Chinese military has taken refuge inside that facility. The European Commission has unveiled plans to create a European center to prevent mistreatment and to introduce legislation requiring online platforms to report inappropriate material related to child sexual abuse. Ylva Johansson is the Commissioner on EU Security Union Strategy.
Last year, we detected 100,000 new videos in European Union. And additional to that, a lot of pictures, of course.
Overall, reports of online child sexual abuse in the EU have increased from 23,000 in 2010 to more than 725,000 in 2019, while the European Union's Law Enforcement Agency also noted a surge in the online distribution of explicit material during the crisis. The funeral for the late civil rights icon and Congressman John Lewis will be held Thursday at Atlanta's historic Ebenezer Baptist Church. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
The family of Congressman John Lewis says Thursday's funeral will be private in Atlanta, but the public is invited to pay tribute over the coming days during a series of celebrations of his life. Those events start Saturday in his hometown of Troy, Alabama. On Sunday morning, a processional will be held in which Lewis's body will once more cross the Edmund Pettus Bridge. That's where he and other voting rights demonstrators were beaten 55 years ago on Bloody Sunday. Lewis's body will also lie in state at the Alabama State Capitol in Montgomery, the Georgia State Capitol in Atlanta, and the U.S. Capitol in Washington, Monday night and all day Tuesday. I'm Shelley Antler.
Formula One announced on Friday that it has canceled all four races to be held in the Americas due to the COVID-19 pandemic. Races in Canada, the United States, Mexico, and Brazil were originally planned for June, October, and two in November. The organization said it would replace the races with returns to tracks in Europe. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.